Proponents of laws that bar transgender people from using public restrooms or dressing rooms that conform to their gender identity are already seizing on an incident in eastern Idaho this week. A transgender woman is accused of taking pictures of a woman changing clothes in a Target dressing room in the Bonneville County town of Ammon. As Adam Cotterell reports, Idaho activists are worried the incident could hurt the LGBT rights cause.
Boise transgender activist Emily Jackson Edney says it's wrong to judge all transgender people by one person's actions. But she says that will probably happen anyway with the transgender woman accused of felony voyeurism in eastern Idaho.
The trans community certainly is marginalized and maligned, so there certainly is fear within that community that something like this could happen and it could be exploited and harm the community even further.
Jackson Edney isn't sure if this incident will hurt the LGBT rights cause in Idaho or not, but she fears it will make it harder to persuade lawmakers to pass housing and employment discrimination protections.
It will probably be brought up in any discussion and any lobbying effort that I have or any of my allies have in the next session. Hopefully we'll be able to mitigate any concerns people have with regards to this particular incident.
Jackson Edney says she would not be at all surprised if some Idaho lawmakers next year use the East Idaho dressing room arrest as a reason to limit transgender bathroom access. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.